Tuesday of the 18th week of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Matthew 14:22-36. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said. They cried out in fear. At once, Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him, and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, these events happened the very night of the multiplication of the bread and the fish by Jesus. Had the disciples gone deep pondering that miracle, they would have come to understand that he has authority over the elements of nature. Had he been really in their hearts in this way, if they would have allowed him to, they would not have reverted back as they did to their old mode of thinking. But it happened like it happens to us after a good retreat. We had a great experience, and the Lord allows us to go back to the world where there are difficult winds and great problems, and we tend to go back to our old mode of thinking where we rely on human energy and we do not expect God to really enter into the situation. Being in that way, it was about the fourth watch of the night, which is between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning. It's just at the break of dawn, they see Jesus walking on the water, but they were so weary and so troubled with the storm that they were not thinking right. And they started thinking he's a ghost and they're crying out. Well, how would we behave if we see someone at dawn walking in the water, or if we're in the middle of a hurricane or a great storm and we see a figure flying around or something? We will be perhaps terrified as well. always when we go into the Gospels, we have to really put ourselves in the position of the people and learn from this event. Then Peter says, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Notice he's not completely convinced. "If it is you." But when the Lord said, "Come," he did. He stepped out of the boat. And that's a step in faith. Likewise, we have taken steps in faith, right? We believe in the Lord. We rely on him. So we have stepped out of the boat. We have gone into a frontier where others would not dare go. But what happens when the wind gets really strong, when the waves are coming against us? You see, the wind was real. The waves were real. And so our problems, too, are very real. And sometimes we say, "Well, what am I supposed to do? Look, I have this financial situation. I have this illness. I have this trouble. And what am I supposed to do?" Well, we're supposed to look at Jesus and say, "Lord, I'm here with you. I will persevere, attentive to you." Because the waves are real, the wind is real, but Jesus is the supreme reality that gives meaning to everything else. But Peter, again, did a good thing. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Never be afraid or embarrassed when you have fallen, when you have gone into sin, when you have betrayed him, to cry out again, "Lord, save me." And let us learn, of course, from our sins, not to do them again. And Jesus tells him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" It's a good question for me, for you. Why do we doubt if we have already come to know the Lord? Do you think this was the last time? No. Not soon, not too long after this, the disciples were quarreling about positions, being important. And later, Thomas, who was in the boat when all this happened, he says, I don't believe in the resurrection unless I put my finger on the wound. You see how we are? Have we changed? Do we really step in faith, ready to do what is impossible when the Lord commands us? Well, after the crossing day, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and the people were flocking again, looking for him for miracles, to heal the sick. And you know, those who only touched the tassel of his cloak were healed. This is the origin of our piety with relics. Relics are a little piece of cloth or a little part of the body of a saint. And it's not magic. It's an act of faith. "Lord, if I just touch with faith, I believe that you can heal me, but I want to make this act of faith by touching you." And the important thing is that we don't stay there, right? We then leap into faith by trusting and doing everything that the Lord asks us to do. May the Lord bless you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.